His bed was missing. Exhaustion gnawed at Tom's bones and crawled up the back of his neck to settle in at the base of his skull, a tightening ache that radiated all the way through to his eye sockets. His eyes were scratchy and dry. His entire body felt grimy, and his arm might fall off if he couldn't put his duffel bag down. He'd been driving for 48 hours straight, and the only thing keeping him going in the last 12 hours had been the promise of a hot shower and a bed. A real, honest-to-God bed at the end of the road. But his bed was missing. He opened the dorm room door again and double-checked the number on the plate above the bulletin board covered in quotes, comic strips, and photos he was too tired to examine. The need to sleep was kicking in hard. Hallucinating the dorm room number was not out of the question. 23B. Nope, that's what it said on the letter from Residential Life he'd been carrying around in his wallet since July. The words, "You have been approved for off-campus housing at the Francis Perkins House for Returning Students." Returning being a polite way of saying, too old to tolerate the kids in the dorms, had been a mantra for him the last 2 months of gypsy cabinet in Boston this summer, knowing he still had to come up with another 10 grand before September 1st. He'd damn near gotten that room number tattooed on his ass. He was so fucking happy to have made this happen. Turned out that losing everything could turn you into an entirely new person overnight. He dragged his brain back under control before he started obsessing again about everything that was different, all the shit he'd had to figure out how to do or do without, and took 3 steps back into the room. Fuck it. He dropped the duffel bag. This was home for the next 9 months, with a bed or without one. Damned if he was going to worry about this tonight. The right half of the room was clearly taken by another student. A neatly made bed lengthwise against the wall and a wooden desk and bookcase in the corner by the window. The left half of the room, though, had been transformed into something like a living room. The desk buried under a mammoth TV, DVD, stereo setup, and the bed. There was his bed, dammit. Transformed into a couch via a shitload of pillows. Seriously, he didn't even know they made pillows in that shape. Long, narrow cylinders that lined the length of the bed against the wall, with another manic spread of throw pillows smothering the whole thing. The entire setup looked comfortable enough to have him knocked out and unconscious in seconds, but judging by the coordinated frigging color scheme, his new roomie might not be the kind of guy who appreciated an unwashed, smelly dude passing out on his designer blankets. He thought of the one set of shitty sheets stuffed deep in his duffel bag and wondered whether he'd pass out first if he had to dig them out and make a bed before he could go to sleep. He bent down and started tugging on the zipper. No sense bitching about it. Just get it done. He could leave a note on the door, maybe, so his roommate knew not to wake him up. Assuming he wasn't stuck with some asshole who would take that as some kind of challenge. If anyone woke him before dawn, he'd cut their arms off with his teeth. Now where the fuck were those sheets? He heard the door open behind him, but his reaction times were so slow with the need for sleep, he was still figuring out what that sound was when the light tenor voice smacked him from behind. "Not that I don't appreciate the view, babe, but what the hell?" Tom stood up and turned so fast that his head spun, and he put out a hand to steady himself. The kid who'd moved up right behind him jerked back and pulled his hands up in front of his chest, his head leaning back even farther, almost as if he thought Tom was coming at him. The kid so clearly didn't want to be touched that Tom yanked his hand, about to grab the guy's arm for balance, back to his own shoulder, and then had to catch himself before he stumbled and tripped over his own feet. "Sorry," he muttered, not entirely sure what he was apologizing for. Probably for being here, which, by the look on the kid's face, was not cause for a happy, happy, joy, joy party. His roommate, he assumed, grimaced and waved a hand in the air as if to say, "Ignore, please." He looked at Tom for a minute, not saying a word. Finally, he raised an eyebrow and looked pointedly from Tom to the half-open duffel on the floor, wrinkled clothes spilling out like the stuffing from an old couch with a split in the seat. Tom looked back at him, caught himself leaning forward and drifting into an upright snooze after a moment, and stood up again. What were they talking about? "Dude," the kid waved a hand in front of Tom's face. "Wake up, guy."